All at once, his tail dipped down into the barrel and began twitching just a few feet from the end of my nose. Up to this point, I had remained cool-headed and rational. But this latest provocation brought our relationship to an all-time low, and I could no longer take responsibility for what happened. I leaped upward and snapped and missed and fell back amongst the eggshells. I leaped again, trying my very best to amputate his tail, but each time he managed to snatch it back. And the whole time he sat there looking down and grinning, just as though he had planned all along to get me stirred up, just as though I had been suckered into his shabby little game. What he didn't know was that, okay, maybe I did get suckered into his shabby little game, but sometimes a guy loses his iron discipline. Give me my priceless corn cob, you nincompoop cat! I made another snap at his tail and, you might say, missed again.
Come and get it, Hanky. It's right over here in this other barrel. All you have to do is jump out.
I stared up at him. He grinned down at me. He didn't think I could do it. He thought he was perfectly safe up there on his perch. Well, hey, he had made a very serious mistake in judgment, because what he had seen up to that point was just my warm-up routine. All right, cat, you asked for it, and now you're fixing to get it. He yawned. That was a mistake, too. I went into my deepest crouch and exploded in an upward direction. I'm proud to report that I knocked Pete off his perch, sent him flying to the ground, landed in the next garbage barrel, pulled it over, hit the ground running, and chased Kitty Kitty up the nearest tree, all in the space of just a few action-packed seconds. I didn't bother to taunt the cat. There would be plenty of taunt for timing once I had rescued my priceless corn cob from the garbage. I rushed back to the barrel, which was now on the ground, and began digging through the trash. Newspapers, bean cans, ketchup bottles, butcher paper, diapers, aha! There it was! My priceless corn cob! My ticket to the future! My...
Hank! Get out of the garbage, you nasty dog!
Huh? I wonder how Sally Mae... She seemed pretty steamed up about the... It did look pretty bad, I guess. I mean, the wind had come up out of the south, and you might say that a lot of those newspapers had begun. Several pages had blown into the yard, and others were on their way, too. And then the bean cans rolling around in the wind. Yes, it looked pretty bad. It sort of detracted from the overall appearance of the...